maternal birth, though. Natural birth.
Natural birth. Okay. Hey, I'm Taylor.
I'm Tony.
And we started a podcast. We don't really know what we're doing, but...
Yeah, we're going to need a name for it.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. All right. So, we wanted the first episode to be, like, controversial parenting topics.
All right. So, number one is breast versus bottle. Go.
Okay. Breast versus bottle. For me, I did breast for the first month and then switched just to, like, formula. I don't know. In my opinion, like, breast means, like, breast milk, whether that's, like, actually breastfeeding or bottle feeding with breast milk. So, I don't know. I did, like, my milk for the first month and breastfed for, like, a week and then did formula. And it was just what was best for me because I kept getting, like, mastitis and clogged milk ducts. And that's, like, really painful if you've never had that before. So.
Yeah, breastfeeding or formula, either one works, really. It's up to your preference. I think breastfeeding is better.
Like, yeah.
Only because of that skin-to-skin and that, getting antibodies.
Yeah, breastfeeding is amazing, and I wish I would have stayed with it for at least a year. Yeah. Like, I always said that I was going to breastfeed my kid for at least a year, but that just didn't happen.
Yeah. It's what's reasonable, what you can do. I mean, go as long as you can, really, and then...
Yeah, I would say at least try breastfeeding, and if it doesn't work out, there's always formula.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, second topic
fed
is...
Fed is
best. Let's see.
Got this.
Ear piercing in babies and toddlers.
I don't really see a point in this. I don't really know why you would do it. I mean, like, it looks cute, but if we had a daughter, then we would probably wait until she's old enough to, like, know what it is and want it first. But, I mean, if you pierce your daughter's ears at a young age, like, I wouldn't, like, judge you for it, but it's just something that I wouldn't do, and I don't really see a point in doing.
I don't think a baby or a toddler should get a piercing until a certain, like, age, maybe till they're old enough to know what it is. Maybe, like, elementary. Elementary school seems good.
Yeah, like, elementary school.
But, like...
Maybe kindergarten. Well, kindergarten is that elementary
that
school?
That is K through five. But, before that, it's, like, I don't think a toddler or baby should get a piercing. It's...
Yeah, well, plus, because I got my ears pierced when I was, like, 6 years old, and they would get, like, itchy and, like, infected a lot, and they were just... really bothersome to me.
Yeah.
So just imagine having that on a little baby. That
wouldn't
be fun.
Yeah, it might be painful for them.
That wouldn't be fun.
You know, things might happen.
Yeah.
All right, third, natural birth versus C-sections.
I think every woman should experience, like, a natural birth. Like, natural birth means, like, vaginal, not C-section. And, I don't know, I just think it's a really cool bonding experience. I had a natural birth, and I couldn't imagine it any other way. Now, obviously, some women like C-sections better, or they have to get C-sections for whatever reason, and that's fine. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I don't really have a stance on this one. Natural birth is okay. It's fine if your kid can get out, and, like, it's a more bonding experience, but, like, C-sections sometimes aren't necessary. But if you opt for a C-section, there's nothing bad with it. Maybe there's, like, some study out there probably saying, like, oh, if you do C-section, your kid won't get access to, like, certain bacteria, and that might be bad or something. Who knows, really? But I don't really have an opinion. Either one is good. Your kid's out there as long as they're safe and the mom's safe. So.
Mm-hmm. You made that baby. You choose to get it out however you wanna.
Yeah.
But for me, I would rather push them out.
Yeah, personal preference, really.
I don't know, but, like, surgery also really, really freaks me out, so that's probably a whole big factor into it, but, I just like to push the babies out.
Number four, reins for toddlers.
What?
Reins, so, like, like the toddler, like...
The book bag thing?
Yeah, where you have them on a leash.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, don't do that to your kid.
That's kind of weird.
I don't like that at all. I'm not gonna put my
kid
on a leash.
Your kid's not, like, a dog or anything. So I don't see the point in a leash. I could see, some parents could say, oh, it's a good thing to, like, keep your kids at a certain distance.
I've heard that it's for, like, kids with, like, I don't know, I don't want to say too much, but for kids who can't, like, focused or like stay with their parent, you know, like ADHD or something like that.
I don't know.
Where they just want to run and there's nothing the parent can do to stop. But kids are
supposed to run. Like,
yeah, but you're not gonna like want them to run around in public, like.
Yeah, that's fair. But like at that point, like you would carry them or.
A lot of kids don't like to be carried.
I'm not too big on reins. I don't see the point.
I really don't think we'll ever do that to our kid, Grayson.
Yeah. Number 5, when to start weaning.
What? I don't know what any of these mean.
When to start weaning. So like to get them off breast milk or formula.
To get them off of formula by, in general?
I guess this is more like a breast milk kind of thing.
I would honestly say give your kid breast milk for as long as you can. I would probably stop at like 2 years at the most. But definitely as long as you possibly can is like really beneficial for your kid and just more bonding experience.
I'm guessing this question this topic's probably about like getting them off formula and moving them to solids.
Well, because you usually, I don't know when you do that. I think it's like at a year they can start eating solids.
Yeah, I don't
but
know.
Grayson's, when he's 5.5 months, which he's 5 months tomorrow, he can start eating like baby cereal, like through his formula.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like it depends on the child itself. If it's like breast milk.
If they're ready. But I don't really even know when they start eating regular food. But.
Alright. So next topic is extended breastfeeding.
Extended breastfeeding? So. Like I said, I probably wouldn't go any more than like 2 or 3 years. I mean, honestly, you do what you want to do. But I feel like I should probably wean them off at 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, I think when they're ready for solids, it wouldn't be a bad idea to get them off breast milk.
Yeah.
I mean, there's...
Because, like, it'll fill them up more, but, like, breast milk is just so good for you, so...
Yeah, like, it has antibiotics, so it's not a bad thing, but, like, after a while, they should get off it for, like, before school age probably would be a good idea.
Well, yeah, definitely.
Or maybe, like, daycare, before daycare.
Yeah, I think so.
Next one is sleep training and co-sleeping.
Co-sleeping is amazing.
It's not safe, though. Not all the time.
If you do it the safe way, then I'm, like, 100% for it. We have a Dakotot, and, all right, Grayson joined us now. So, we have a Dakotot, and we actually didn't use it until he was a month old because I was always really scared of, like, SIDS, and I didn't really know that, like, Dakotots and things like that were a safe co-sleeping method. So we just had him sleep in his bassinet, but Tony had to go back to school, so I decided to put him in the Dakotot, and because it was just a lot easier for me because my recovery was just like really painful and it was really hard to get in and out of bed fast to get him, so co-sleeping was just the way to go. And we just recently kind of stopped co-sleeping, like the month or two ago, because he's getting his own room and his crib, so we want him to get used to sleeping not next to me. But usually he wakes up around like 5 to 7 a.m. and he won't go back to sleep unless he's in his Dakotot. So yeah, we still do use his Dakotot, but not as often. Yeah. But co-sleeping is amazing as long as you do it safely.
Yeah, co-sleeping is, if safely done, is pretty good. If you don't have something and you, like, put your child in a bed with you, like your small baby, that's probably dangerous, and that should be done.
There's just a lot of things that can happen in that situation.
But, like, if you have a Dakotot and he's small enough or they're small enough, then I could see why co-sleeping could be a good thing until, like, they get a bassinet or a crib to sleep in, and then you want to probably get them off that and get used to sleeping in a crib or bassinet. What was the other one? The other one was sleep training.
That was the second part of it. Like when to start?
I guess in general. Like, I think sleep training's not a bad idea.
I think once your baby is starting to like sleep through the night, then try putting them in like their own room. Like Grayson, he sleeps usually from like 10 p.m. to 5 to 7 a.m. So that's pretty much through the night. So
yeah, but like,
he'd be good in his own room.
Yeah.
But you're probably not, if you have a newborn, you're definitely not going to want to be getting up and out of bed multiple times throughout the night. So, probably wait till your baby is pretty much sleeping through the night.
Yeah. Or, you know, do what's best for you and your child. If you feel like they're getting enough sleep and you're getting enough sleep, then keep at it. Mm-hmm. If not, then ask your pediatrician, see what they say, what their opinion is on it.
Yep.
Next topic is kissing your child on the lips.
I wouldn't do that. You can kiss them on their cheek, on their forehead, on their head, anywhere but their lips or their hands. I actually saw something online where this person had like a cold sore, and I guess they kissed either their baby's lips or their hands, and then they just got, they have all types of problems now.
Like herpes.
Yeah, and that's like, that's really not good. That's going to affect them for the rest of their lives. And you may not have like sickness symptoms now, but you could have something that could get the baby sick, and it's not good. But don't kiss anyone's baby except for your own.
Yeah, just don't do that. That's not good.
Just don't do that. Only kiss your own baby. And don't let anyone else kiss that baby.
Yeah.
Except for you.
I'm a kiss on the cheek kind of guy. I think kissing on the lips is a little bit weird.
Yeah.
But like a lot of celebrities do it. Like Tom Brady, I think. Or the article here says David.
I don't know.
Beckham.
I feel like if they're, we're talking about like, I'm talking about like little babies, like Grayson's age. Like less than a year or two old. But if they're like a child and they have a little bit of a stronger immune system, I feel like that's fine. I mean, I don't think I'd ever. Yeah, I don't think I'd ever kiss Grayson on the lips, but like, I mean, I can see how like other parents do that.
Yeah, I don't think I will either. But it's up to the parent. I mean, if you feel comfortable and they feel comfortable, sure, but I feel like there's a certain age that might be a little weird.
Yeah.
Like a dad and his daughter. At a certain age, it's a little weird.
Yeah, father son or no?
Father son's also a little weird.
Mother
I couldn't imagine like me walking up to my dad and be like, "All right, dad, give me a smooch," or anything like that.
I don't think they would do it at your age now.
I mean, you never know.
You never know.
Like, I think going back to the Tom Brady example, like his father is like 60s or 70s, and he's giving his son, which is in like his 40s, I think, kisses on the lips, and then Mr. Brady goes back and kisses his children on the lips.
Just as long as it's made out of love and, like, father-son, father-daughter, mother-son, mother-daughter love, then it's fine.
Yeah, if it gets anything past that, it's a little
weird.
If
it's anything past that, then that's not right.
So, next one was homeschooling.
Homeschooling. Okay, well, I absolutely hated every single year of school that I've been in.
It wasn't that bad.
I hated it. I did absolutely terrible. And I really, really believe that if I was homeschooled or online schooled, that I would have done so much better. But my parents didn't let me, so yeah, I did terrible in high school, terrible in middle school. And I really believe that it should be your child's decision whether they want to be homeschooled or in public school, because it's the way that they learn. Like, for me, I have, like, major classroom anxiety. Like, I get very, very anxious in classrooms, and that's why I did so bad, because I just couldn't focus. And I really believe it should be the child's decision. So with Grayson, if he's doing bad in, like, public school and he wants to do something else, then I'll let him do that, because I know in my situation I definitely would have done better.
So I'm an advocate for public schooling. I went through the system. It was fine for me. To be fair, when I had troubles, it was the learning curve. Like, if I had trouble, I had to ask for help. And so, whether that be, like, my dad or my uncle or a teacher, I would ask for help. And so, like, if I was struggling, I would reach out. And so, with public school, I feel like if there are resources available, then students could do better. I mean, some kids don't.
I don't know. I just hated classrooms. I hated being in there and like.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Some situations where people don't like being in the classroom or.
I just can't focus.
Personally speaking, I think public schooling is a great thing. It's very good that.
And it can be
people
for
are
the
educated.
Right type of kid.
Yeah. I mean, like, compared to, like, college now, in a 200-person lecture, going back to high school is like, wow, I haven't been in a classroom like this in so long. And, like, having that one-on-one time, like, within a classroom setting is nice. It's not always there, unfortunately, but it is nice having it as a possibility versus a 200-person lecture. But that's college versus high school or, like, elementary school, so it's vastly different.
See, but. I've never been to college, so I wouldn't know this.
That's fair, yeah. Alright, next one is sharenting, which is sharing pictures on social media or sharing good times, bad times, cringe moments, anything about parenthood on social media, really.
Yes. That's like, why is that even like controversial? I think that's amazing. And I'm going to spam pictures of my kid on my Instagram, on my Snapchat, everything. I don't care. If I like the picture, I'm going to post it. And he's too cute not to post. Like, how can you not, like, spam pictures of your kid? Yeah, he is pretty cute,
though. I don't know. I'm, like, I'm kind of neutral about it. I will post pictures of Grayson, but I won't do it always. I feel like having some pictures showing, like, the good times. Yeah, that's fine. Letting people see how he's growing and stuff like that. But not, like, blasting it all the time. For sure.
Are you calling me out?
I'm not saying anything about you personally, but no, I'm not saying anything. I'm just.
I don't know.
People have their own feelings about it. So like, I mean, some people have like accounts where they post pictures of just their family, and that's like how they get influence and like advertisements and stuff like that. Which
I always like. I follow a lot of like parenting accounts because I just like looking at it, and I think it's cool. And I love whenever they show, like, the bad parts of being a parent or, like, the hard parts.
Yeah.
Because
the behind-the-scenes stuff that people don't like, always see.
Because it's not always perfect, you know?
Yeah. I mean, some parents, they're
like, Grayson's they're okay. Over here shitting on his dad all the time. All
right, we don't. But, like, some parents, though, they're okay with sharing all that with people. But, for example, like, I had a professor who disliked social media so much that she wouldn't share anything for her kids. She's like, to the point where, like, if her kids are in a public event or, like, a baseball game, for example, and someone was recording, she's like, are you going to share that on Facebook? Like, another parent sharing
it? I think that's
it?
A little extreme. If it's, like, a creepy person, like, filming I'd be like, okay.
So there are extremes to it, but I think finding a good medium, like, sharing some progress or, like, he's growing up and stuff like that.
I'm fine with Grayson being on social media as long as there's no, like, creeps looking.
As long as he's, like, it's safe. With a reasonable, like, stance, I suppose.
I know the internet is, like, never safe, but, like, you know, if... Yeah. I don't know. I think it's fine to post things about your kids. I don't know why that's
Yeah, like, being proud. Problem. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, like, I'm proud, and I want to share my little baby with everyone.
Yeah. But, yeah, that was the end of the list, so...
That was all of them?
Yep, all 10.
Okay.
So, yeah, if you wanted to say anything else at the end, be like...
I don't really know what to say.
Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for stopping
by. This is our first kind of podcast because our last video was like 30 minutes.
Yeah, we wanted... So, originally, I love YouTube. Like, I have had a YouTube account for years and I used to upload on it all the time. But then I deleted it all and started back up. Then deleted it all. And then started back up and then deleted it all.
Yeah.
And then me and Tony filmed... like this tag together, and it ended up being like 40 minutes long, and I thought that was way too long for YouTube, but it would be a good length for a podcast, so I think we're gonna stick with podcasts for now.
Yeah, if we have a lot to talk about, like podcasts, but like little updates, like 15 minute updates would be like video based for sure.
Yeah, so there might be some YouTube videos coming out.
I mean, maybe. YouTube, like podcasts aren't a bad idea either.
Podcasts are kind of fun because like you don't have to like get ready. Like, right now, Tony is rocking Grayson, feeding him on the rocking chair, and I'm just sitting on, like, the edge of my bed in my pajamas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So. It's just a lot more laid back and can just talk. Not as much editing or messing up words.
I mean, there will be cuts here and there, probably. Just to, like, fine-tune and let it flow smoothly.
Snoring.
Yeah. I wonder who gets that from.
You snore all the time.
Anyway... We're gonna close out then. So.
Yeah, well, thank you for listening, if anyone's listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening. We're probably gonna do this in the future.
Yeah, just we're nice, gonna do like, more. It's pretty
casual,
fun.
Casually recording conversations, like, about topics.
Like, we can talk about anything, really. Yeah, just record one of our random conversations, and
it's good. For sure.
With Grayson snoring in the background, if you can even hear it. Yeah,
let's bring it in. All right, Grayson, say bye.
No, he stopped snoring too.
All right. Bye.
Yep. So that's all. Bye.